having an attitude toward it of, I want this to happen more to me, to have an attitude of, I'm going to do this more, to take an active position amounting to actual actions, rather than looking at it as a set of feelings that happens to you. And the simplest way I can think of to give you the method for that is push the feeling. Don't wait for the feeling to arise or to be there or to happen to you. Push it with all your inner resources.
Push the feeling of humility.
The feeling of recognition of the divine in everything and in every moment. Be active with it. Dredge it up if it isn't there. And once it's been dredged up, push it out and forward. Be a spiritual bodybuilder. Take a muscular approach to it, just like bodybuilding. Forceful yoga. The yoga of forceful feeling. Because this is very good, what you're bringing up, because this is what almost everybody, I was going to say 99%, but I'm not sure what's the right percentage, so let's just say almost everybody. That I'm sure of. This is what almost everybody does. They say, I've experienced this, I feel this, I've seen this, I've realized that, and then they wait for more of it to happen. Do not be in a waiting position. The humble position is not a waiting position. The humble position is trusting your own intuition about this and being willing to be active with it. Being willing to dredge it up if need be. Being willing to push it forward if need be. That's the humble position because it takes effort. The same natural human reaction of, I'd rather not, is the first response we all have. Humility in that situation is doing it anyway, even though you'd rather not, even though it's work, even though it's not necessarily fun, even though it may not feel like what you want to do. Does that all compute?
Mm-hmm. I have a question. You said to be humble, and in the Western world, like let's say you go to psychotherapy, first thing they teach you how to feel more self-esteem, to raise your self-esteem. So is there not a contradiction? I don't know how to be with self-esteem, to be humble, or to be humble with an ego. I don't know how to do it.
That's a perfect question, thank you. Ani shomesh at Israelit, okay? So this is everybody's question. This is exactly the right understanding. We're all taught, have self-esteem, be more of an ego. And religious teaching, spiritual teaching says be more humble. What's the contradiction here? What do I do? Everybody comes to this in one form or another. What do I do about this?